Michael left the family home Sunday the 9th of August at 5 p.m. He left without his phone and bank cards, so he'll have limited contact. We do believe he had cash with him.
Okay.
He was seen on Monday morning. He attended an appointment on Monday morning, the 10th of August, and that's been the last sighting of Michael.
All right. And was there anything leading up to this that indicated that he just needed a break, that he wanted to sort of get some of his own headspace, or...?
No, well, we'd actually been in Donegal for a week, and we came home the day before Michael went missing, so we came home on Saturday evening, and he seemed fine. You know, while we were in Donegal, we had a funeral to attend of my uncle, you know, so it wasn't maybe the week we expected to have, but we still had a very good week considering what had happened. So when we came back on Saturday evening, Michael seemed fine. Sunday he left. You know, Michael leads a very quiet life. You know, he's quite natured, spends a lot of time with family, so it is very out of character.
Yeah, and he's never done this before, really. That's how out of character he is. He's never... Now, are the police in Scotland able to ascertain or have access to, I don't know, whether he got a ferry or a plane or...
No, he doesn't have his passport with him, but they have not. They are now looking into those leads from last week, the end of last week, because we felt that he's not came back. There's not been any sighting of him. Do you know, is there a possibility that he has headed back to Donegal?
Yep. Now, we have images of Michael on our website, Facebook page, and on my page too, for those who are following me. We shared, I think it might have been your daughter or your own post, Bernadette, in that regard, so people can get an idea of what he looks like. But if you could describe him for us, Bernadette, for those who don't have access to social media.
Michael is approximately 5'10". He is normally clean-shaven. He was wearing a white sweatshirt with an Armani logo on it across the chest. He always wears a baseball hat, you know, so it would be very unusual for him not to have a cap on. He's stocky build. He would be very quiet. He's quite distinct. He's got quite a distinct look about him and how he walks. So I think he's the kind of person, if you've spoke to him or you've met him, you know, you would remember him.
And he speaks with a Scottish accent.
He speaks with a Scottish accent. Yeah, quite quietly spoken. But yeah, with a Scottish accent.
You couldn't miss it, okay. Now, he's familiar with the Chrysler area, so people in that area keep an eye out. But also Dunfanaghy, Port na Blah, maybe heading towards Letterkenny. So, you know, as I say, it's quite a good description, and I think too, coupled with the accent and what have you, you know, people have a lot of stuff to work on there. Keen for any information at all, Bernadette, any contact that he's made with anyone or anyone who knows anything to get in touch.
Yeah. Well, we've got strong family connections in Chrysler, so and they're all aware of the situation. You know, he is familiar with Port na Blah, Dunfanaghy, Letterkenny. But you know, yeah, any sighting of him, you know, he walks quite a bit, so he could be walking. You know, and he would stand out if he was walking, you know, on the roads or, you know, in that way.
Yeah, and even if he happens to be listening or whatever, it's just a case of, at this point, in the first instance, wanting to know that he's okay and that he's safe, and that if he needs a bit of time, he can take a bit of time. But the family just want to know at this point that he's okay.
Yeah, we would urge people to share it on social media, and we've had loads of response and loads of support over the last week through prayers and, you know, people reaching out to us, and we would urge him, you know, please, Michael, please get in touch and let us know you're okay. It's so important.